Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We ask Allah to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. Question: who is the accountable person, mukallaf, who is obligated to embrace Islam and work according to its rules of Sharia? The answer to this question is: the accountable person, mukallaf, is the one who is pubescent, he reached puberty, sane, and has received the message of Islam. The male becomes pubescent when one of two things occur: seeing the mani, the spermal fluid, or reaching the age of 15 lunar years for the male. The female becomes pubescent when one of the three things occurs: seeing the mani, the spermal fluid, or menstrual bleeding, or reaching 15 lunar years of age. Hence, the one who dies before becoming pubescent is not accountable. So the insane, the child, is not accountable. Also, the one whose insanity continues without interruption from the time before one is pubescent until after that, and then dies as an insane, is hence not accountable. Moreover, if one did not hear the basis of the fundamentals of Islam, which is that no one is God except Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, this is the basic call of Islam. So if one never heard of this basic call of Islam, then he or she are not considered accountable. Allah said in Surah Al-Isra, verse 15, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. This ayah means Allah shall not punish in the hereafter unless he reveals a messenger. So this verse means the one who never heard the call of Islam is not considered as an accountable. The Prophet, may Allah Ta'ala increase his rank, he said, رُفِعَ الْقَلَمُ عَنْ ثَلَاثٍ: عَنِ النَّائِمِ حَتَّى يَسْتَيْقِظُ، وَعَنِ الصَّبِيِّ حَتَّى يَحْتَلِمُ، وَعَنِ الْمَجْنُونِ حَتَّى يَعْقِلُ. This hadith means the pen has been lifted from writing the deeds of three: the one who is asleep until one wakes up, the child until he becomes pubescent, and the crazy person until he becomes sane. This hadith is narrated by Ahmad. Once the person becomes a Muslim, once he is accountable, he or she, once they are accountable, they are obligated to embrace Islam for those who are not Muslims. And the Muslim is obligated to comply with what is obligatory upon that person of the rules of the religion. This means one must perform all the obligations and avoid the prohibitions. The God-fearing slave is the one who has performed the obligations and avoided the prohibitions. If one dies in this state, he will be admitted to paradise without torture. Allah knows best.